Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, watch this.
All right. Hilarious.
Windex. Starts working even before you wipe. For a superior streak-free shine.
Let's do it again.
Windex, a superior streak.
Blog Talk Radio.
Episode of Nationally Syndicated Radio, where I am your favorite host that brings you the most. Listen, you know what time it is. It's that crazy girl on the airwaves again. That girl can't keep her mouth shut. She always keeping something going. I'm known as the queen troublemaker, the super heroine of all radio. You better know it. Okay, I'm also known as that girl Wanda Dre and that 2020 twin that always gets it in. That's right, that's me, a.k.a. all of those names and above, and government Andrea Presley. All that wrapped into one. Isn't that something? Wow. Listen, I have an exciting show to you for you tonight. I am so excited because please understand, this is the last show and you get a chance to hear my voice for the last time in 2020. The last voice you hear on this network. Isn't that great? Anyways, listen, we're going to celebrate New Year's. We're going to bring it in with a bang. I got an awesome show prepared for you. I have Jimmy Black that's here. Jimmy Black is an awesome guy. He's, you know, he makes jewelry. He wants to tell you a little bit about himself. He wants to introduce himself to the world with you guys also because he will be our upcoming radio host as well. So he will be coming to ONE Dynasty. So you definitely want to stay tuned. This man has a whole lot to offer and to give. I've known him for several years. We the last talk busted up over the years, went to high school together. We done had a great time. And then we have our ladies, our sophisticated ladies segment. And tonight, y'all, you don't want to miss it because we're talking about foot fetishes tonight. And I have Jimmy Black that's also going to join in with us as well when we do. So, you know, you ladies get a chance to kind of hear from a man's perspective. So the ladies segment is going to talk about foot fetishes. Is that part of foreplay, the foot fetish? You got to make love to the feet first? Ooh, see, we cutting up tonight. We're going to have fun, y'all. We're going to have fun. We're going to do what we do. But before we do that, we're going to have our DJ to come in and give us a little something to lace us. DJ, come on, lace me.
What brother go on live we live in, huh? True, true.
To rise and fall.
fall. With me, Father, name is written on the wall. Do we remember the cause that they fall for? But in death there's no reward. Cause when you're gone for a time, some will cry. But life goes on and them off we try them high and continue with the struggles in this life. You're not faced them while you're giving it your heart and soul. And some will try to shame you for reasons uncalled for. They're like a thorn in your side. With so much to overcome in our own lives, people will take pride in criticizing. Why? Everything you know, anything you said, just give thanks every morning.
Listen, we taking you out with some reggae beat today. We partying tonight, okay? Loving it, loving it, loving it. Listen, right before I bring on my guests, you know I got to give you all a little bit of details. You know, we always talk about what goes on in the world today, and I'm just going to hit that real quick, and then I'm going to bring my guest on because I'm excited about my guest tonight. But, you know, I just want to put something out there. It's 2021 that's about to come in, y'all. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all got your New Year's resolutions going on, but don't make yourself promise something that you ain't going to do. Make this the best. Make this a prosperous new year. You know, let everything that happened, negative, go, that happened in 2020, and move to something blessed and prosperous. You know what I mean? We had some really bad things that, you know, came about. There was a lot of deaths, a lot of shootings, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, even with the deaths, try to make it a rememberable thing when you can remember the good parts about them so that way you won't be saddened in 2021. But I pray that everybody's new year will be a blessed and prosperous one, and that it will be a safe one. You know, we got the coronavirus thing that's going on, and the latest thing is that they're bringing out these vaccines. I don't know. This is just my personal opinion. You know, if you don't have the facts about this vaccine, be careful with getting it, because you don't know if you might be having a reaction or you might be allergic to something that's in it, and know that there's several batches of the vaccine at the same time. So, you know, it can be a little scary because, remember, if you never had this coronavirus, you're actually injecting a dead virus inside of you at the same time. So be careful, be aware. If you got certain health conditions, please consult your doctor. Don't make a decision to do that. You know, now my opinion, you know, I feel as though whatever herbs can't do, then I'm not going to mess with it. But everybody's different. Some people are forced to take it, you know, and those who are forced to take it, just be very precautious. Be very much aware of what you are getting done. Please, please, please consult your doctor. The next thing is, stimulus checks is coming out, guys. You know, some people already got their checks. You know, this is sort of kind of a trick to the government. I feel as though they're trying to make us spend our money in retail and to bring up the economy, because I also feel as though that there's not enough money going into the businesses, so that's why a lot of the businesses are closing. So usually when people get their checks, what they do, they shop. So we're feeding and feeding the, you know, the wealth and the economy, but we're not taking care of ourselves. Guys, it's not that much money that they're going to be given, so use it wisely, because we don't know if there's going to be another one. They said they was, but look how long it took before they issued out the next one. Please be aware. Use wisdom. Use knowledge. Even when it comes down to this coronavirus thing, we know it's going to be around for a little while. So therefore, make sure that you are stacking up on canned goods, toiletries, you know, things like that that's in your home, so that way your family is protected, your family has food, you know, and everything like that. Let's not get caught up in the materialistic things like the big screen TVs and, you know, the clothes and the shoes. That is so easy to do on online. You know, don't get caught up into that, because at the end of the day, where are you going to wear it to? Right? Now, the funny part is, in my state, in Pennsylvania, they're talking about opening up the bars and restaurants and everything as of Monday. You know, you took our fun away from us for, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, and now you want to bring it back. Well, I kind of think that it's just like a more trick to spend my little stimulus money in the stores and stuff like that, you know what I mean, and go out. But everybody's not going to be on that vibe, especially going out to restaurants and bars and stuff like that, because you got a lot of people that's still going to be cautious, and that's what you need to be. You need to be cautious. You need to be aware. Please wear your mask ever you do, okay? Now, I am going to bring on my guest that I am excited to bring on, because I went to high school with this gentleman, and he's doing some exciting things for you ladies and gentlemen, but especially for you ladies, because for those ladies that like the bling and for those ladies that like jewelry, he makes jewelry pieces. He's going to talk about that, and he's going to tell you a little bit about his story life, and, you know, hopefully that will, you know, shed a little light on some things, you know, with people, you know, encouraging the people at the same time with what he's been through in life as well. So, like I said, this gentleman will be coming to the ONE stations. He will be a broadcaster for us, guys. So I am pleased to announce and pleased to bring on my friend, Mr. Jimmy Black. Hello, Jimmy. How are you this evening?
I am doing great. Great to be here. Great that you had me. I'm just great. Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes, yes. Well, you know what? First, we got to go back in a little bit of history. Now, this man goes back in the times. We came from the castle, we call it, the Overbrook High School, okay? Cutting up in the hallways, acting silly, singing in hallways in the can on. We go back to what, 1989? Maybe, no, it was later than that, probably, earlier than that. But anyway, we're talking about the 80s. We go all the way back. We sang on a choir together called the Outreach Choir, recorded a couple of albums. We done did a little bit of everything. We, like, when I say this is my brother from another mother, this is my brother right here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we had some great times, didn't we, Jimmy?
Yes, we did, Dre. Yes, we did. I'm sorry. You know, it's New Year's Eve. A lot of stuff going on. We moving.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
I understand. I love it. Yes, so, you know, we go through things in life, and sometimes, you know, things take a little turn, you know, afterwards. And so, you know, tell us a little bit about things that went on in your life. First of all, tell us who you are and the fact that we welcomed you to ONE Dynasty. Let's start off with that. I am excited that you're going to be our upcoming broadcaster. And, you know, tell them what your show is going to be about. Or I don't know if you have that information yet, but, you know, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Jimmy Black. I'm born and raised in West Philadelphia. Went to Overbrook High School. Pretty much, I'm an artist right now, musician. I write songs, rhyme, produce, just a, you know, jack of all trades, master of few, I guess you could put it that way. Right now, I'm making jewelry. I started that about 15 years ago. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm just an artist, you know, not starving, but, you know, trying to make it better. That's it.
Okay, that's good. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, in life. We know that life makes some changes, and sometimes we go down dark roads and things like that. So I know we had spoke before, and, you know, we talked about some roads that didn't go too good. They were dark roads. Do you mind talking about that a little bit tonight?
Oh, yeah. I think everything that you go through, it makes you greater, you know what I mean? Because if you have no struggles, I believe a lot of times it's like you're not shallow, but, you know, you never know what you can do until you have to do it. You know what I mean? So during my life, you know, when you're young, you know, you want to have fun. You want to party, you know, do your thing. And sometimes the party turns into something else, you know. So after high school, I was going to hang with, you know, my crew, whatever. You know, we doing our thing. And we get into drugs, you know. It's just say like late 80s, early 90s, crack thing is popping. You guys see me, I'm walking around the hood. It's too loud. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, but, you know, so you have your, you know, you got your drug thing going on. So, you know, you got your people, they fall into your certain pockets. So we were cool kids, quote unquote, and then that was our thing. We started off with weed, you know. And then somebody said something about, you know, turbos and, you know, and we all like to get high. So that was just a new way to get high. I don't look at it as a gateway drug so much, you know, just, you know, me making the wrong decisions. Because in reality, I think weed kind of brought me back out of that. Now you hear people saying weed is a gateway drug out of, you know, other things. You know what I'm saying? You got people on heroin and stuff like that who now they tell them, you know, they're focused on, you know, you get the right kind of right strain of marijuana, you can, you know, get off of that even through, you know, the rehabs and everything. So I didn't go to a rehab. I didn't do what I had to do.
Right.
Yep. But it was a long road. It was, you know, 8 or 9 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
8 or 9 years of it.
What was your inspiration as far as you coming out of that? What made you stay focused on trying to stray away from that?
What it was, I wanted to, I was heavy into music at the time. I was writing songs, but I still had a heavy addiction. And I wrote a song called I Had Some Problems, and it was actually about my life with drugs. And I promised myself I wouldn't perform this song until I stopped getting high.
Okay. Got you. Wow. And, you know, that's not an easy thing to always do, because there's been so many people that have, you know, went back and things like that. What would you say would be your main focus to not wanting to go back? Like, what would be your reason why you would not want to go back?
Oh, well, see, I looked at drugs. I looked at crack like a woman who did me wrong. You know what I mean? Like a woman who just took everything from me. She fucked all my friends, took all the money out of my bank account, lied to me over and over. You know what I mean? Said she was leaving and she came back. You know what I mean? So once I put it in that perspective, I will never, ever, you know, mess with her again. I mean, even if it, moments of depression or whatever it may be, I will never go back to that lifestyle. And I see it as being, I mean, I can be around it. I've been around, you know, other friends who still get high.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, I've come to find out that it's just, it was a waste of my time. Everybody, I see people who still indulge, you know, friends that I grew up with, and it's just, it's sad, you know what I mean? It's sad, but that's what they're still into.
Wow.
You'll see bigger things to come. Sometimes you won't stop.
Right. Now, I heard you say that you look at it as this nasty woman that took your money and drained your bank account and this, that, and the third. I got a question. Why God be, you know, looked at it as a woman? You know I'm starting my mess, okay? But anyways, you know, what kind of ray of hope that you can give to those people out there that are struggling probably with the same addiction?
Look to God. Definitely look to God. He was a big part, but you had to find the strength in yourself, too. Like I tell people, we had a friend, well, not a friend, dude, my neighbor named Kurt. Kurt was the type of dude. He would go to a rehab and then come out to rehab and suit on, fresh suit, fresh haircut, acting real arrogant. But you don't know what Kurt's doing exactly. You just, Kurt's just walking around the neighborhood like, you know, like he made it. And, you know, you're looking at Kurt like, okay, Kurt's got a suit on. The next day, Kurt got a suit on. So the next day, it's like Kurt got a suit on and it's unbuttoned now. Like, you know what I mean? It looks a little more casual. Third day, Kurt got a suit on without the jacket. You know what I mean? So Kurt's getting
right.
High again. So Kurt looks like Kurt. You know what I mean? But I didn't like that for myself. Like, I'm not going to be going to rehab and, you know, just to come out and do the same thing. And then I would watch the show Intervention a lot. And that would just really boggle my mind how people would put their whole life on camera. You know what I mean? Like, I would never have done that. And, you know, in my darkest times. But, you know, everybody's story is their story. You know what I mean? Everybody goes through
Absolutely.
Their own thing. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So you moved from that and, you know, your mind is occupied with, you know, focusing on business and things like that. So I hear that you're into the jewelry making. What made you go into jewelry making, especially for the women?
What it was, I used to perform at this club called the Five Spot. It's in the old city of Philadelphia. It's like a place of legends, you know what I'm saying? Like the Roots started there. They started the show there. It was them. Like you see anybody could come past there. Erykah Badu, Floetry, Janet Jackson one time. So it was just a place to be. So I would come there and there was a guy named Amun. He would be making jewelry and, you know, handmade jewelry. And he had to have a line of people waiting to buy jewelry. Like, and I would think, and this was during my addiction, so I would leave the club, and I would look at this guy, I'd be like, whoa, this guy is in a club making money. I'm here spending money. I'm like, whoa, what's up with that? And then at times when I got my life together, when I wound up getting married, and I mean, my wife would be at the same club working, and we would buy jewelry off this brother. So, you know, I got into, you know, into his thing, and then watching him make the jewelry, and I was like, well, I could do that, you know what I mean? So when I started doing it, I wanted little, I guess, advice from him, and he didn't want to give me advice. He saw me as a customer. He wanted to keep me as a customer. I saw a brother on 52nd and Market who used to make silverware jewelry, take out forks and spoons and stuff. So he told me where to get the material from. So the next time that Amun saw me, I had a whole silver bracelet on, and he saw me in the bathroom at the club one night, and he was like, oh, where'd you get that from? And I said, I made it and walked out. And at one point, he was buying jewelry off of me. Yeah, he was buying jewelry off of me. I see, like, within a year after that, he was buying jewelry off of me, if not to sell it, to see how I made it. Because I was doing different things than what he was doing.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, creativity is also, you know, is an awesome thing anyway. And, you know, I love creativity. And we got to talk more about that. I'm getting ready to bring on this next track. But before we do, I want to hold on to this thought because I want to say this. You've always been a creative person, even when it came down to dressing, even when it came down to some of the things you would put together. You would be the one to wear something that it was like, I triple dare you to do that. You know what I'm saying? And you will wear it and have your own style to it. We're going to talk about fashion, too, when we come back. But for right now, we're going to go right into this next track. And I got a question for you, DJ. Got for me. Come on, Elise.
A dreadlock thing, divine conception of the heart. Well, you don't have to dread to be Rasta. Well, this is not a dreadlock thing, divine conception of the heart. Well, it's a life of a liberty, lived by the fathers of our history. Of all the ancient and prophecy, trust in the power of the Trinity. Yeah, got to believe in His Majesty. Oh yes, His lineage and divinity. The first step is sovereignty, knowing oneself to royalty. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't have to dread to be Rasta. No, this is not a dreadlock thing. Divine conception of the heart. You don't have to dread to be Rasta. This is not a dreadlock thing, divine conception of the heart. Don't be afraid of your ever burning fire. Trust in the fire and you'll never get burned. The fire that rains over heat, air and water. Your fire gonna lift Rasta higher. You don't have to dread to be Rasta. This is not a dreadlock thing, divine conception of the heart. You don't have to dread to be Rasta. This is not a dreadlock thing, divine conception of the heart. Play, play, play for Rasta, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm having a great time. I'm loving the music that we're playing tonight. We got some reggae for you. And, you know, we're just getting the party started early. That's all. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Right, Jimmy?
Right.
Yes. So, listen, like I said to you before, your creativity, your style, your swag, you know, we went to high school. Let me tell you about this man. He was the only one that I knew that would come into school every day with a long trench coat, dress shoes, sometimes, you know, dress pants. He was a sharp. He the only man I know that could pop off a pink suit with a bow tie and be fierce and have his own swag.
That's what's up. Thank you.
Yes. I mean, it was crazy. First of all, you know, we had no choice in Overbrook High School because, you know, we were known as the fashion statement, the only high school with a fashion statement. So you had to come to impress.
Wait a minute, Twin. Hold on. I'm class at, you know, 88 Martin Luther King High School. There's only two schools in Philadelphia that had it. And don't go there, Twin. I'm going to let y'all go to the interview, but I ain't going to let you go ahead and do that. It was Oakbrook and King. I'm going to let y'all go on that one.
But, you know, we was number one. You know, they even said that on the news, which is kind of crazy that they was, like, rated number one for, you know, fashion statement. But, you know, what can I say? You know, I went to that school, so I was a part of that, too. You know what I mean? But it was nothing for the women to come in with the big earrings, the onyx, the gold, and the, you know, the fat gold chains. And we were sharp, you know. So I look at the jewelry that we had back then, and they were heavy pieces that we used to wear around our neck. But, you know, we wore it. And now the pieces are a lot lighter, and you got a lot of costume jewelry and, you know, other pieces that bling for less. Like, it's kind of crazy because I don't understand.
Twin, you acting up. Jenny, you know the rules, you know what I'm saying? You know the rules, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all Overbrook High School folk, you know what I'm saying? You know, okay, live in California, did I think, you know what I mean? Came, you know, whatever, with the king. And, you know, Jenny, come on, get the record straight right here, man. You know, she said Over. I know you went to Overbrook, you know what I mean? But tell the truth, man. It was only two schools in Philadelphia that had it going on. That was King and Overbrook. Tell the truth, man.
I only knew what was going on in like, West Philly schools. Like, you dig what I'm saying? Like, I knew our school was known for that. Some schools was known for fighting. Some schools was known for bad kids. You know what I mean? Since
right.
Some schools was known for football. I knew far as, like, in West Philly, you know, we was the ones for dressing. I don't know what everybody else did in their schools, though.
Wait a minute. You know about Martin Luther King. Come on now, Jen. I ain't going to let you do that. See, I had to come and see Twins out of her mess. You know the Twins, right? I, you know, all the folks uptown, Russell Lane, Germantown, you know, Mount Airy. You know, I got people right now saying, no, we ain't going to do that tonight, bro. I'm getting off the phone. I promise. See, Twin, change the subject. I'm going to keep coming in. You should talk about old Brooklyn King, man. I'm out.
Funny. That is hilarious. But, you know, we...
I ain't go to your school.
Right. And then the funny part was, I mean, we did that in school and everything, but we also took it to church. Now, we came to church. Now, I got to talk about Brother O, because everybody know that I know Brother O for over 35 years. But, yeah, he used to be a church
boy.
But
here we go.
But let me tell you, Brother O was fly, though, because at 15, 16, he was the only one I know walking around with gazelles and, you know, suits and... He was sharp, y'all. He was sharp. He still is sharp. You know what I'm saying? And so was my bull Jimmy. You know, Jimmy was coming in there with his suits. He would be the only one I know to come in with a plant suit and pop it off. And I'm like, how you do that? Like, if I was
Jimmy,
to do that, I would look like a straight clown.
Jimmy Black was the greatest dresser I ever saw. First of all, you know, him and my father, okay, both were Pisces. And it's something about the Pisces man when they get dressed, you know what I'm saying? And I always, and Jimmy, no, I've always admired his outstanding, you know, repertoire of dressing, the hats, the bow ties, you know what I'm saying? He came to the room, man, like Batman, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so, you know,
Brother O,
yeah, man.
Now I'm passing compliments around, but like, Brother O, come on. You know, I don't know about your high school, bro, but I know about you. You dig what I'm saying? Like, that's what it was with you. I'm going to tell you how I feel. I ain't never tell you this, right? You was the dude, because you never went to my church, right? But we would see each other at convocation, and you would come to my church on occasion sometimes, be a pop visitor or whatever. But you was the type of dude I'm glad couldn't go to my church all the time because you was competition for me. So I remember I was talking to a girl, right? And then Gordon would just slide up. You ever see the movies where people don't walk and they just roll up and you'll see the feet move? He just slide on up. I'm like, how you going with this smooth voice?
Oh, he was
voice?
Smooth. Yeah, he was smooth.
Smooth-ass voice. And then you got to introduce him to the girl you're talking to. Lisa, this is my friend O. Oh, this is Lisa. Next thing you know, you don't know Lisa no more, but oh, no Lisa. So that's how it is.
That was another time, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's crazy because and Twin, you started this. And usually, not me. I used to do this. I try not to do this on shows, but, you know, Twin started her mess, and we won the Twins. And I usually get on Hello Sports Nation. Twin, you know how I do, right? And Jimmy, you heard Hello Sports Nation. So, like, you know, with Jimmy and me and a couple guys, man, Brucey B, you know, Jimmy Brown, all of them, we call ourselves Pretty Boys Incorporated. You know what I'm saying? Because we come in the room, I see Jim, he see me like, oh, boy, here we go. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's going to match the next lady, you know, at the church convocations?
We was like the Rat Pack.
We really was. And guess what? We still are.
Little gangsters walking around church conventions.
They
were
gospel
girls.
Gangsters.
And you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy about that? We had our own entourage. You know what I mean? You know, Jim had his peeps. I had my peeps. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I invite guys, you know, from the high school. Say, come on to the convocation. He said, what, man, church? I said, you don't know. I said, you know, we grew up in the church out in Christ. So it's like, you know, I said, yo, I said, this is something different. Like, the women, man, the women that was in that audience, man, was crazy.
And
you know what I'm saying? And they were beautiful.
Time you could hang out and actually have a hotel at your spare. Like, you could just use a hotel whenever you felt like it.
Yeah, good old days.
Right?
Good old days. I'm going. I ain't got no more to say. I got no more to say. Where it will incriminate me. Bye.
You take your 15-year-old to the hotel room, something going to happen.
right. We ain't going to expose him too much, you know what I mean? But oh, I know. We know. No, but you know what? We had fun. You know what I mean? We did little things. We did little crazy things, you know, in our little teenage years and stuff like that. But nowadays, you know, we were respectful to our elders. We was respectful to our peers and people that was above us. You know what I mean? We grew up with that respect. It's a lot different now than it was, you know, back then.
You better believe it.
You know, it's
crazy. But you know what's crazy about women, Jimmy? Now, we know Twin now. Twin was the first woman that I knew, okay? And she was the first woman that would use shea butter, okay? When, you know, Twin always had, you know, this is a beautiful woman, right? The Ebony Magazine type chick, right? She come in like, damn, Twin, her skin, hey, Jimmy, remember her skin used to be shining, like, damn, like, Twin. She said, I ain't doing much. You know, she always say, Jimmy, I ain't doing much. I'm just being me. I'm free, boy. I was like, you free, boy? Maybe you should say that. Yeah. Twin. Yeah. Twin was always it, bro. I love myself so wonderfully. Yo, I'm free, boy. I'm out. I can't do it no more.
He is crazy. But, you know, your fashion was just always off the hook. And so it didn't surprise me that you went into the jewelry pieces. What made you go into, you know, making the jewelry? Like, what, you know? What made you want to go into?
What made me go into? I just creativity of it. I got tired of spending money with the moon. Like, I get bored with stuff real fast, and then once he didn't want to teach me or you know, put me on with what he was doing, I decided to do it myself, and I think it was more so out of arrogance to let me show him what I can do. You know what I mean? The next, you know, I'm doing it. You know what I mean?
Awesome, awesome. So where do you plan on taking this? Like, do you wind up taking this to a whole other level? Because now this is a sideline business that can really boom. You know, women can look at your stuff maybe online. Like, how do you plan on advertising this so that other people can enjoy the benefits of your business?
Well, I'm trying to get my Facebook page going right now. I was doing grassroots stuff, just, you know, here and there, like from store to store. And I wasn't really trying to do the Facebook thing like that because I tried a couple of years ago and wasn't getting the right reception that I wanted. So I'm going to go at it again, you know, with a different flair and, you know, hope for the best. And when I started off with bronze and copper. So right now I'm doing concentrating on silver and gold. So that just takes the business to a whole different level. And that's pretty much it. You know, hope God, you know, has a blessing for me.
Awesome, awesome. So are you doing all kinds of jewelry? Like, what kind of jewelry pieces are you doing right now?
Everything. I do rings, earrings, necklaces, bracelets, pieces for your hair, toe rings, everything.
Oh, that's funny that you talk about toe rings because, you know, we get ready to go in and talk about our little feet fetish and toes and stuff. Yeah, we got to talk about that. You know, I'm glad to have you on because, you know, when I do my sophisticated ladies segment, sometimes it just be me, and I'll be depending on my ladies out there to, you know, jump in and chime in. But I know we're going to get them with this subject. They're going to call in tonight. I know they're going to say some stuff. You know, they do. They support. You know what I mean? But we also get a lot of men that be jumping in, and I know they already got their little hands on the trigger because they always like, how you going to say that, why the drag? But we do got a caller that's on the line, and we're going to get this caller on, and then we're going to go right into our sophisticated ladies segment. So, caller number one, who do we have on the line this evening?
Hello, beautiful. It's Jerry Petito.
Hello, lady. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I am well.
So, you're not going to believe this, but I want to comment on your topic.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, so ask your question about the feet.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Hall of Famers on here. You know, Jerry Petito, you acting like a Pisces. Acting like a Pisces, just like this Jimmy Black. You know what I'm saying? First of all, Happy New Year to our Hall of Famer from 2019.
Oh, Happy New Year to my Hall of Famer, DJ 2019.
Yes, indeed. And Jerry, thank you for your support. Being a Caucasian American, and so, you know, really, really support me with Happy Kwanzaa. You know, I really appreciate that with you and sharing.
You're welcome,
that. I
really
appreciate that.
Oh, wow. Thank you for saying that to me. I love you, man. So ask your question and tell Brother O to stay quiet.
I'm going.
So here we go. So the topic is foot mm-hmm. fetishes, right?
Yep.
Should foot fetish be part of the opening act for foreplay?
Okay. So you are going to be really shocked at what I'm going to say, because your guest doesn't know me, but I don't talk anything sexual on any of my shows, right? You know,
uh-huh.
I'm a Christian, but when I heard your topic, I'm going to put myself out there. It's 2020,
uh-oh.
We're almost into 2021, and I'm an open book anyway with everything else, with my book that I wrote, right? So I'm going to put myself out there with this one, because I have been getting foot massages my entire life. My dad started, me and my brother, when we were little, they used to have something called Coolaped, and
mm-hmm.
he would rub our feet, and so I love foot massages. So I would laugh because I didn't care if it was the mailman or the garbage guy. If they were willing to rub my feet, let them. Okay? Listen, everybody knows that about me. But I am going to tell you something crazy.
Uh-huh.
I got a foot massage. I'm just going to say it. So when I was in the rehab 30 years ago, because I wrote a book on addiction, your guest doesn't know me, and 30 years ago, this July will be 30 years I changed my life. Well, when I was in the rehab, I was young, and all crazy people are in these rehabs with you, and you become friendly with them. You're in there for 30 days. This really cute guy said, "You like foot massages? I give the best." I'm like, "You're kidding." So we're in the room with the TV, a little lounge area. We had like a free session time, blah, blah, blah. He starts rubbing my foot. And he says, "Now I need you to just close your eyes because you're not going to believe what's going to happen." And I'm like, "Wow. Okay. Well, guess what happened?"
What?
I had an orgasm. I kid you not.
No, I ain't gonna be quiet with that one.
First of all,
Champagne.
I am not done.
Oh my God.
So he said he knew exactly how to do it, what to do, blah, blah, blah. Back then, I wasn't into the nutritional health coaching and, I didn't get the massages like I did now and blah, blah, blah. Well, I've since learned that, guess what? There is the erogenous spot on the bottom of a lady's foot, and he knew exactly where it was. And if done properly, yes. And you can Google that, Brother O.
You know what? First of all, in that Radio Hall of Famer is absolutely correct. And I can say this for the first time. She's really part of Oney Dynasty. Jen Petito is nasty, y'all.
There you go. That's what's up.
Okay.
From the horse's mouth.
Topic, I was like, I have to call him because I was on another show tonight till midnight they're going. But I said, I was on at 6 with Angela, where I said, "Listen, I got to be done by 10.
Listen, now, Jerry, you have a chance to talk to Jimmy Black. And Jimmy shared something tonight that is deep. And I didn't even know that Jimmy went to that place. Jimmy, I never knew that.
Jimmy,
first of all, Jimmy, you're talking to, just like Andrea Presley. Andrea Presley went to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame in 2018. You're talking to a young lady that's done a lot for radio all around the world, 19 Hall
that's
of Famers. First of all, what do you have to say to Jen Petito on that, as well as your comments, because she's nasty?
Where are my comments?
Yes, indeed. But for someone that Jen Petito has been clean from heroin for almost 30 years.
Oh, heroin, that's crazy. I used to smoke crack, so mine was a little different than yours. I have friends who actually moved on to heroin, and I would ask them why. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't crack enough? Like, wasn't that hard enough for you? But, no. So they wanted to try something different. But I'm glad you got clean from it, definitely.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. So you too, obviously, correct?
Yeah, 15 years or more than that, actually. Compared to my daughter's age, my daughter just turned 14. So I knew I had stopped two or three years before I met her mother. So that's
beautiful.
How I kind of time it out. So,
beautiful.
Well,
my book is titled, "I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. I'd Rather Be a Smart Ass Than a Dumb Ass."
There you go. You know what I don't like, too? I never say recovering addict, right? For one thing, I didn't go to rehab. I got tired of it.
So you don't do meetings or any of that stuff, right?
No, I never do that.
Me too.
But you know what's crazy?
Okay.
Like, if you broke your arm, right, in 1983, would you still be saying that you're recovering from a broken arm?
Okay.
So when you keep saying recovery, I think you're always putting yourself out there for a failure.
I don't say recovery. So here's the thing. That's what my book talks about. I changed my life. I don't do meetings, never did, blah, blah, blah. So here's the thing. You get in touch with me, I will send you my book, my gift to you.
Okay, definitely.
You will love it. You will love it.
I'm sure I will.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Nope.
But wait a minute. Before you do get off the line, I need Jimmy to comment on her foot fetish situation.
Really?
Oh, see, I stuck toes. And I knew when you started saying, I knew you was going to lead to an orgasm. Like, that's beautiful.
What?
Like, I can have sex. I've had sex with a woman's foot in my mouth. You understand?
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And like sucking toes,
I always knew, you know, don't be afraid, baby. Okay.
Yeah. Listen. Certain things, yeah, because what it is, you just kind of, you let yourself be yourself. Especially if you got pretty feet. If you're ugly feet, I'm not going down anyway. Keep your socks on. I got some socks
for
you.
Well, I had a beauty salon my whole life. I had a beauty salon most of my life. And no, I had a beauty salon most of my life, so my feet were beautiful. I did pedicures on them every 2 weeks. I mean, so, yeah. Heck, yeah, we would have got
That's
along great in the day.
Oh, yes. I was a toe sucker.
Oh, my Lord.
It's like, did I say what?
Twin?
M.
Twin? Did you say twin? Did you say twin? Twin,
right?
Listen now, Miss Presley. Wait a minute now, Miss Presley, if you're nasty.
Now listen, this is a secret. Don't go telling a lot of people what I said.
Hey, that's my
radio.
That's the word.
It's only the 12,455 million people that's listening online.
Listen, anybody out there in Vietnam, suck kung hu, kung kung hu. That means you suck feet, right here, already does.
Well, what part of the foot is it that makes you go to that part right there?
You asking me?
Well, either way.
Yeah, you.
Okay. It's right under your, I'm going to tell you exactly where it is. You know, when your big toe underneath that ball of your foot right there?
Uh-huh.
Right there.
That's where it's at.
That's where.
Hold on, it's funny because, you know, Jimmy Black gave us his time tonight. We really appreciate it because he's doing some things, you know, tonight for New Year's Eve, and he's getting things together. So we really appreciate him coming on this line, but we're still going to have a great time. Now, Jerry, you stay on here. We'll get our next caller on very soon after this next track. So caller, stay tuned. Jerry, stay there. Twin, we're about to have some partying right now, okay? We're going to do some Ryan Tiki stuff right here on E Dynasty. Okay, and of course, guys, you know I got Morgan. First of all, the greatest roots band to ever come out of Jamaica. I love the Morgan family. All the way back in the 1960s, Jerry Pitino, they were doing reggae. Being with the Wailers, being with Jimmy Cliff, Peter Tosh. So they were there in the essence. And then they said, you know what, you have children. And they taught their kids how to play instruments and sing, Jerry Pitino and one of the twins. Morgan Heritage is all about family, life, and relating. And I love them so, so much. And tonight, you guys get a chance to parlay upon my genius as a disc jockey. Morgan Heritage, I'm still a baby.
Be my main squeeze, baby. If it wasn't for the hype, would you have the time to have an interest in my life? I don't think so, baby. If it wasn't for the diamonds in the world, would you want to share my world? You need not say a word. Here's some questions for your mind. Do you love Rastafari or even Rastafari in life? Cause if it's all about the hype, girl, I can't have you in my life. Cause I'm that Hebrew Shasta man, you're getting one in your world. Remember you told me before, I'd never come to nothing bad. I never changed my lifestyle at all, yet I've seen the world. So tell me, why should I give you all and have you as my one and only girl? Holy man, you're wanting
never come to nothing bad. I never change when I started thought. So yet I feel the world. So tell me, why should I give you all? And have you as my one and only girl?
Now you say you got some value for Mr. Mo. Stick a bit for a minute. Yes, I wonder if you know that I'm the same roster man you did the one before. Giving you the vibes that you think only y'all can bring in your life to bling. What you think is in a trick and a treat, no paint a picture for my nice to bling. And do some special things that you will present. Send me on that long flight, cause then I'm a slim. But ain't that gonna be the way you're taking it helping me to seem like I was not the thing before. Took some time to see, cause there's some things in life that must come around.
Girl, you never
so
want it, boy, you never want it.
Why you never rated me?
Never rated me.
How could you ever love me? I could never let it be.
I'm that same root chakra man, y'all. You didn't want in the world. Remember you told me before, I'd never come to nothing bad. I never changed when I started at all. Yet I've seen the world. Tell me, how could I give you all? And have you as my one and only girl? When I'm that same root chakra from man, you didn't want in the world. Remember, you told me before I'd never come to nothing.
Yes,
I am loving it. Yes. Well, you guys, let me tell you something. I got a little bit of a secret to tell. Your friend Wanda Dre here. Yes, let me say, I had one episode with the foot fetish thing. I had a guy that I had dated years ago, and he was into, you know, feet. He was always, you know, saying how, you know, he felt as though women's feet should be always painted and, you know, everything. And from that point on, it changed my perspective on how to, you know, make sure that the feet is done and painted and designed and all that. He was into all of that. He paid attention to every detail when it came down to that. And I'll never forget, like, the first time that we actually became intimate, you know, he went for the feet. I was like, oh, okay. So at first I really wasn't into, you know, the foot thing, but, you know, he made me a believer that, yes, the foot fetish thing is definitely should be a part of the foreplay. That's your intro, okay? So when he began to massage the feet, I'm like, ooh, this is so nice. This is so relaxing. And I tried to put myself in the atmosphere like I was getting a pedicure. But that didn't last too long before I blacked out and I was unconscious and I was comatized and my eyes were rolling up in my head in the can. I don't remember what happened after that. I don't even remember what part he touched that got to that point when I, you know, began to do all of those things like, you know, orgasm and all that kind of stuff. I don't remember any of that because all I know is that it felt so good at that point. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And it depends on how far the person goes. Now, if they suck on the toe, oh, you know.
West wind,
so many
wind.
It's an art. Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, I can't take this. Oh, my God.
I'm going there today. I'm going there. Because, I mean, it's part of the foot fetish, right? So if you suck it on the toe, you know. You know, after a while, you feel something. You feel a little sensation, and it's, you know, it's exciting. I'm not even gonna lie to you guys. Like, if you never tried it before, try it. You know, it's New Year's Eve.
You know what? We're gonna bring this caller on. We're gonna bring this caller, Joe Petito. Y'all Hall of Famers are acting crazy tonight. I'm gonna bring this caller on right now, and that's what we do at OD Dynasty. You know, we great. Okay, caller. Number two, you're on the line right now. Help me call number two, please, with these women right here. What do you guys see?
Put a toe in your mouth.
Well, yeah, happy almost New Year.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm in the building, and y'all just lost y'all freaking minds. Listen, first of all, the boy, he stayed on there because I wanted to have some fun with him. And I'm still trying to figure out, I want to know, were you like the fat foot or the skinny foot? Then I want to know, well, is Fungus Among Us, is he really trying to say, you know what? See, I'm not one of those, man. It's called, see, I got this new thing I'm going to be saying in the new year. I'm going to say, yo, are you one of them or you one of those? He definitely one of those. Because, listen, if some of y'all women out there want to suck a man's foot, how the hell, because I want to know, after he sucked your toes, did you kiss him? Did you freaking kiss him?
Wow. Well, you don't think about those things at that point in time. Now, I've never seen a female being, now, there might be some out there, but I've never seen a female being on a male's toes, because usually your feet is hideous. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? But you got some that got pretty feet. Now, I had one that had he really had some pretty feet. I was like, wow, soft and everything, no dry skin, wasn't, you know, kicking bricks or anything like that. He was just, his feet was really nice, but he had a foot fetish, so maybe that's why. But, you know, I never seen a female go after a man's toe and maybe lick his toe. Like, that's nasty. Well, no, it's not nasty. It's beautiful. I just never seen a woman do that.
Hey, Jerry, we're going to say that word, Jerry.
Okay, so I have something to say. Yes, I do.
No,
listen to me. First of all, I have beautiful feet, especially 20s and 30s and 40s. My feet were beautiful. So if somebody's going to lick my feet, I am absolutely going to be able to kiss that man. But here's the thing. Did you ever kiss your dog after your dog licked its butt? Think about what you're saying.
I ain't kissed my dog.
Oh, my God.
Dogs have seen that. Anyway, how about if they lick the poop stuff? If you had crusty in your teeth, you still going to kiss me? Sometimes you be wet, you go snow shoveling, and then the sock get in the middle of your toe, and you going to eat the sock and all that stuff too, and you still going to be like, oh, I love you, I'm going to get you. Get the hell out of here.
Well, let me ask you something. Have you ever had a woman to suck your toes?
No. But I did meet a girl, my boy girl, her toes is looking so crazy. You know, I was like, yo, man, why don't you tell her to put some socks on? Because, sometimes.
That's terrible.
Women, I'm just not lying. Some of y'all women, y'all got corn. Some of y'all got these things that's going on that we can't even talk about no more. And it's just sad. But, like I said, some people, sometimes you feel like a nut.
No, hold on, twin. I'm a woman of God. Now, listen, she tried to put my business out there when I was a young person out there, Will. You know, how you just get down, Will, right? And I'm grown now. I'm in my 50s. So I'm not going there, right? Well, we in our 50s, right? Oh, okay. Here's the situation.
Yeah.
I have never, ever had a foot fetish in my life. Now, of course, I admire a woman's toes. Like, you know what? That's nice. Well, this is just like the nails on her hand. Okay, that's nice. I'm very meticulous when I'm coming down to a woman. You know what I mean? I got that flavor. It's like, what I like. You know what I mean? Brick house and all that. But my situation is a little bit different. So it's like, wow. Okay, that's how you get down. Okay, that's nice. You got some nice toes. Now, listen, I got another caller coming on right now, and I'm going to bring her on. She's been so
I'm
patient.
I'm
going
to need you to broaden your horizons in 2021.
You know what? No. You ain't going to teach Snoop Dogg no new tricks. Anyway, caller number 3, you're on the line right now with Andre Presley. Now you understand how this Hall of Famer gets down. Okay, caller, come on and talk to us.
Who do we have on the line this evening?
June, how are you?
Hello, how are you today?
I am great, and I was determined as Jimmy's fellow intern co-host. I wanted to give him a shout out, and I look forward to your show. I wanted
Thank
to,
you.
I mean, I I don't doubt that you are going to do an excellent job, and I wanted to definitely express to you how exciting it was for me. I loved it. I really did. It was very
Jimmy Black, the new intern.
Exactly.
Yes.
The most exciting thing for me, Jimmy, I'm sorry, y'all. I was so determined to talk to you that I'm actually out at a listening party, and I came outside so that I could make contact with you. Okay?
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
now, Jimmy had to go. Jimmy had to go because, you know, he had situations tonight. You know, he's a man about town and trying to get things together for a party. And just like you're doing, doing your thing tonight. But, you know, Parade Jules, great job last night. We really love you. You know, so it's all about the Orndy Dynasty family. And, you know, and I want to give a shout-out to a lot of people before I go there. All the people that mm-hmm. helped build the network down through the years. And, you know, Twin, you know how I am, Twin. Lovely Ellis's, thank
right.
you so much. You know, the Peter and Precious Pattisons, thank you so much. Antonia Batts, who's been with us, Louis H. Devon, Pastor Tori Daly, Adrian Allen. You know, a lot of people out there, man, help, you know, build this business. Carmen Malone, you know, all those people. And it's great that we have the opportunity to talk about the people that was in Belly Nation history. You know, it's a wonderful thing. Paul Sampson, Miss T's Queen, I got to put it out there. And now Poetic Jules and, you know, Jimmy Black are continuing the legacy. The legacy continues. Right, Poetic Jules?
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I had to catch. Look, I've been drinking a little bit. I forgot I was on the air talking about.
Listen, don't drink too much. Don't drink too much. You might be sticking on some phones tonight.
He's selling a plate, honey. I had to jump on that air or not.
I know that's right.
Yes, honey, and it's the food's so good. I am having a great night. I thank you so much, and I definitely have to give a huge shout out to DJ Olansky because he came through last night for me, and I so appreciate you guys. I'm going to get off now. I got some company with me, but I just wanted to give you a shout out. Tell Jimmy good luck. And you guys had a great show tonight. I appreciate you. And I look forward to you guys tuning in next month. And check me out, Poetic Jules.
All right.
I love that girl, man. Listen now. Brooklyn, New York, stand up. Right, girl?
Brooklyn, New York, stand up. Happy New Year.
That's what I represent.
Listen, guys. I got something for y'all. And first, you know, I give shout outs to a person that has been with me and helped me along the way. And Will of God, you know what I'm talking about. Jessica Tito, thank you so much. My wonder twin Andre Presley, what more can I say that hasn't already been said? I love you very, very much. You know, we've been through everything together. So happy for you to go into the Hall of Fame as an internet host. And what more can I say to her that hadn't already been said? Tonight, let's play another track. And, you know, enjoy. And we will keep Will of God on, Jerry Petito on, and Twin, it's our time, girl. Let me just bless you with, you know, an outstanding topic. Why them want to come around? You know what I mean? Why them want to come around? Let's go.
Right?
Yeah. All right. Them I walk on top, both them love well.
Love
well. We know. Say them can't really stand up on in our body. We know. And though the truth is written all on their faces,
yes,
we know. No wonder they will change for the better.
We know.
Yeah. Them say them love way, but still them fight way. Y'all you know them can't stop way.
Mm-hmm.
In front of you, them smile when you walk on and say them real to you. About fight to them, we want you. So we not take no hype from no man. Nah, take no talk from no man. Nah, take no promise from no man. They'll never let you know.
Never.
The truth of why they come around you. Yeah. And not everyone where they amongst you. Really they with you. So don't you feel for a minute they will stay with you when things are up with you. Because the minute that you fall instantly, them cut left you. Who'll be there to help you rise again? Them say them long way, but still them fight way.
Fight
you know them can't stop way.
Mm-hmm.
In front of you, them smile when you walk on and say them real to you. About fight to them, we want you. So we not take no hype from no
man. Now I take no time from the man. Now I take no promise from the man. They'll never let you know the truth of why they come around you. Be wise and watch the ones where I be up and tell you free. Feed your fans up and tell you lying to your baby, yeah. And tell you things where you already know about yourself, like you a fool and a loser.
Them all have an agenda, not to benefit you.
And when you realize it is you and you alone, yeah, you will say that we do, yeah. Them say them love way, but you them fight way. Don't you know them can't stop me? In front of you, them smile when you walk on like say them real you. I'm a fighter, them we want you. So we not take no hype from the man. Now I take no talk from the man. Now I take no promise from the man. They'll never let you know. Choose
the
one
that
come around you.
Some will come around and say the things they think will please you. Some will come and go like leaves on a summer tree, yeah, yeah. Some will come just to sow bad seed, yeah. Telling you it's roses when they know it's only weeds, yeah.
They said them love well, but you them fight well. In front of you, them smile when you walk on and say them real to you. I back by tell them we want you. So we nah take no hype from the man. Nah take no talk from the man. Nah take no promise from the man. They'll never let you know the truth of why they come around you.
Oh yeah, DJ Frost on Magan Heritage, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. TTBC again, yeah, yeah.
Swing, nothing like Morgan Heritage. Yeah, they cannot stop Way. They cannot stop Jahweh, okay? They cannot stop Jahweh. They cannot stop God's way. No matter how many times they try to tell you, you are not going to do what you're supposed to do, you cannot stop Jahweh. Period. Period.
Right.
We are here.
Yes.
Doing that thing, right, Will of God, right, Hall of Famer Jerry Pacito? Man,
yes.
You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Yeah.
They cannot stop Jahweh. No, they cannot stop it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you believe in God and understand that, you know, our belief in God, no matter, we have different beliefs in God, everybody on this network does their thing. Man, what a freedom we had, man. Everyone has a right to say their opinions. Everyone has a right to be themselves. And I got another caller on here, and she might lick some toes, too. Our Army Commissioner is Ms. Anna Smith. Yes,
hey. Hey, girly. How are you tonight? Uh-oh.
She's always like Antonia.
Yeah,
always.
Maybe her toes getting done. Listen, I'ma say this while she's getting ready to come in or calling back in. Your A game, you have to be on your A game if you're gonna be getting some foot play. You know what I'm saying? Make sure your feet is done. That means foot fetish, you know, listen, you gotta make sure that you go and get a pedicure. Your feet can't look like you're kicking bricks, okay?
Yes. No,
no thick skin. Ring around the foot and all this black marks all at the bottom because you've been, you know, walking around the house with no shoes on in the counter. That's nasty. So your foot game has to be on point so you can get to that point. You know what I'm saying? That means lotion it up and make sure it's nice
on,
and soft and buttery.
That's
get some
right.
pretty, you know, nail polish, some designs and stuff. Make somebody want to suck your toe. Me and Will not going for that.
Listen, I've had some freaking dickhead. Jerry Pacito, you're not from Jersey, you're a fraud. You're from Long Island City, New York. But my point is, Will, I'm not going to suck no toes. You know what I mean? From the, you know, I go rhyme right now.
I don't have to go do no toes. I'm packed solid. You know what I'm saying? I got a whip.
Listen, I'm going
to
be
sending
you people a picture of my feet, okay, what they look like, because you would want to.
No. There's no
You make them suck your toe. You make them want to suck your toe.
No, listen, I'm going to tell you, God's going to tell you. You're going to say, God said Jesus is going to work it out. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. He already
did. You know what? That's horrible.
Are you telling me that you never massaged a woman's foot? You never caressed it? You never gave her a kiss with a foot?
No, I'm a massage therapist. I massage the hell out of you. And you be like, boo-boo-boo-boo. You know what I'm saying? You know, I do all that. But I'm just not going to be doing no daggone licking of the feet, licking of the toes, or licking of the freaking crack. You know what I'm saying? I ain't none of that.
Thank you, Will.
Wow. Oh, you got one. You know what I mean? But when you see the response and how you pleasure your woman, that will make you want to do that.
Let's try it. No, I know boy want to lick crack a girl's butt. And I'd be like, yo, man, what's wrong with you? You know, I don't know. That's his age. I'm like, all right, you know, that's your problem. But it's just not, it's not there. I just, you know, you're not even my atmosphere. If I was on another planet, I still say no. You know how you say no to drugs? I say no.
But, you know, let me tell you, it depends on how, where you at, so sexually, how much of a freak you are. Now, I've heard of some situations where some guys have stuck their toe inside the woman, you know what I mean, and made it seem as though they were doing, you know, something with their fetus. So it depends on how, you know, aggressive you are, how much of a freak you are. That might tweak a woman out, but it's not about you at that point. It's about her, right?
Not yet.
No, not yet.
I'm a freak myself. I'm just saying, I turn me upside down. We do it upside, you know, all types of stuff. I don't care. But I'm just saying, the toes is not even part of my weaponry. I'm not even looking at. I might see what your toes look like, whatever. But I'm not focused on your damn toes.
What's your toes look like? Let me see. Take a picture and send me your toes. You better not have no hammer time, because you forever talking about somebody with hammer time and all that kind of stuff.
Wait a minute. You can come at my man with a guy like that. He's just trying to tell you his opinion that he ain't doing no toes. And now you're trying to put him on Front Street to do some social media action about his toes. I ain't letting that go down.
Man, you want me to take a picture of my damn toes? Listen. I look good. I take a picture of my damn toes and send it. You want it? I put some water on them first.
This is so funny.
Make them glisten.
Oh my gosh, this is great. I love it because, you know, only we can do stuff like this and have the freedom to act crazy like this. The night before, hey, y'all, it's 2020. We about to bring in 2021
Wait a minute, Twain. I'm going to ask you a question, Twain. Hold on, Twain. I got to ask you a question. I'm glad Will is on this line right now because Will wasn't there that night when you start talking about a man should bring home his check and don't ask no questions and let the woman have it.
Yes, absolutely. I got somebody in my corner. Agree.
I think that's because they've been drinking Pepto-Bismol. Maybe, I don't know. I can't figure out what it is. But I know one thing. I just want to know from y'all women, would y'all like to have a man lick your toes and your feet if they were sweaty? Would you still kiss
them? Yeah, who cares?
And you know.
It could be sweaty. Sweat is natural.
And it stank.
I don't have the stank part. No, we ain't doing the stank.
Hold on. I got to say something, if you don't mind. I got to say. Excuse me, Will of God, but have you ever had sex? Because men do sweat on top of the woman, and they still let it happen. Right?
Especially if you're working it right, you're going to beef up a sweat. I have three kids.
I supposed to have 951, but I didn't do that. I have three kids.
Didn't you ever sweat during and no one stopped you because you were sweating?
No, I sleep inside the coochie. I fall asleep inside the coochie. I wake up and be like, yo, you don't get this.
You get tired, just stick your big toe. stick your big toe out and, you know, and just let it work. That's all.
Oh, my
you know
God, it's so funny.
But here's
no,
my whole thing.
No, no,
you
got to no,
be creative
no, no.
in the bedroom. Don't be boring.
Wait a minute, twin. You know, we talk about creativity. You know what I mean? You know, throwing somebody in the air. Women throwing somebody in the air, and they throw right on it. Okay, that's creative. I've done that.
No,
but my point is that
creative.
I have not. That is creative. But wait a minute, that's creative. You got to get rid of it to the right. No, it's the right spot. Bow. But I think that when it comes down to sucking of the toes upon you, I'm not with that at this time. Now, we're going to try to get, you know, Commissioner Anson Thomas Smith. You know she country. So let's see if neck bones taste like feet. Anson Thomas Smith, come on here, Commissioner.
What's about
hey, how are you? We want to know, should a foot fetish be a part of the foreplay?
I hate feet. So, no, that would never be foreplay for me.
Thank you, Angela. Roman, Will, it's three to two now,
God.
Will. Yes, yes. Explain, Commissioner, why you don't like those dang feet.
Because I don't want nobody's feet that's been rocking on no floor and stanky.
No, they're catering to you. They're massaging your feet and they kissing your feet and they sucking on your toes.
And then you can.
Do you got a problem with that?
I don't like people playing with my feet.
Quiet.
I don't like people playing with my feet. I don't like that.
What?
I don't like feet, and I don't want nobody playing with mine. Oh,
hey, man. Thank you, Angela. Listen now, that girl country's a day's long, and that girl came to the city right now, at Will of God, and she said, I'm in the city, and nobody's going to suck my feet or touch them at this time, or on these dynasty, on these stations.
I got to get somebody that's going to agree with us, because so far as me and Jerry, we all by ourselves. We got to get somebody on this line that agrees that, you know, you got to massage the feet, you got to kiss the feet, you got to rub it. Show some love to the feet. If I go through all that to paint my toes and get my feet done and lotion and massage, that's the least you can do is make love to my feet. The least you can do is show some appreciation.
You
can
do
I
it.
What can I do for you?
Amount of money.
Try. You can do this. You can do this. You can sit up there and go in the tent, right? You and your man go in the tent outside. You know, have some like you know stuff, whatever, and you hear nature calling and talking while you banging each other out. You know what I'm saying? Or like you know a great thing to do. Is to have him get on top of the table, like on top of the, you know, a chair or whatever, or open.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
I pray to him. All right.
get on top of
the table.
Okay, you really
going
in?
Yeah, get on top of the table.
He nasty.
And then all you got to do is open your legs. Nice and wide, open your legs. Watch out. All right,
you ain't
got
to give us the full description. We got it.
Please don't do that. Listen now, how many people out there on these OD stations tonight, listen, all around the world, is going to tie their men or women up and handcuff them and say, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. No toe sucking. Everything else can be sucked.
No.
On these stations.
If you can kiss a mistletoe, then you can kiss a big toe, okay?
Oh
because
my
I guarantee
twin,
my big toe is going to have some
blood. Wait a minute, Angie and Will. Twin, say that again.
Yes.
Did you say
that
you can kiss a mistletoe, you can kiss the big toe? Twin, you
that's
nasty.
Right.
You nasty, Twin. And you know what? We're going to go to another track right now on these horny stations because she's nasty, y'all. Enjoy Morgan Heritage because Twin is nasty.
Oh, my mind.
Oh, my mind.
Your beauty takes me on so high.
Rock
high. Sexy body girl.
Morgan Heritage girl.
Your beauty does that rock my world. You alone make the dance floor a light up. At the fire you ablaze when you wind up. From my man walking you and hold my attention. You know what an ultimate attraction. Keep it
feeling. Makes me feel like I'm in paradise or dreaming. It feels like the best night of my life, and it's because you are here. Looking hard, you won't find your girl. I don't want you to ever stop. Looking hard, you won't find your girl. You're way beyond the 10. Do that again and again.
Rootica.
The way you wind your body, move your body, hot is the way you're moving like a fly belly dancer. You
move
see
it,
your body. Your body is amazing, and you got all that on you. So girl, just perform and done.
Yeah, I'm
the way you wind your body, move your body, hot is the way you're moving like a fly belly dancer. You see your body. Your body is amazing, and you got all that on you. So girl, just perform and done. Fire and live the energy higher. The way you blaze it, ha, you turn up in ya. Me know you there, just a full giant yourself. But me have to tell you I am overwhelmed. Just looking at you, seeing how you flow. While the music running through your bones,
through your
yeah.
bones.
It feels like the best night of my life. And it's because you take me there.
Yeah.
Looking hard, you won't find your girl. I don't want you to ever stop now.
Don't stop
oh,
it,
no.
baby, don't.
Looking hard, you won't find your girl. You're way beyond the chance. Do that again and again, yeah. The way you wind your body,
wind
move your body, hot is the way you're moving like a fly belly dancing.
You
see
know.
You got it. Your body's amazing and you got all that on ya. So girl, just perform and done. The way you wind your body, move your body, hot is the way you're moving like a fly belly dancing.
Move
see
it,
you
move
got
it.
It. Your body's amazing and you got
yeah,
all that.
Woman, you're hot like a sun. Look how long we did it and you never give me bun. Me no quality after hand, no yesterday me born. I got your bless I and I with a virtuous woman. Sweeter than the vice of Peter Pan, the rhythm track, you know. Lyrics man, a chat, you know. Now say nothing slack, you know. Consciousness, you deal with and the same way me a come. Woman, you pay for farm and done.
Looking hard, you won't find
yeah.
Girl, I don't want you to ever stand up.
Don't stop it, don't stop.
Looking hard, you won't find your girl. Baby, on the 10th, do that
yo,
again
look.
And again.
Can I hear
yeah.
this?
Do it away, your body. Move your body, hot is the way you're moving like a fly belly.
Yo,
dance.
Mother,
you
she
see
cool to
body.
Be conscious.
Your body's amazing, and you got all that on you. So girl, just perform and done.
Perform, perform.
Do it away, your body. Move your body, hot is the way you're moving like a fly belly dance. You
move
see
it,
you got
baby.
It. Your body's amazing, and you got all that.
Perform and done.
Perform and done.
Yeah, you know.
Yes, yeah.
You don't know. All women in worldwide. Margaret Heritage. Cool to be conscious. Pretty lady, you know. That to say. Heritage for life. Rockers.
Y'all, we kicking it. You know, we having a good time, laid back, talking with my friends and my family host here. You know, we having a great time, Will of God. We got the commissioner on here. We got Brother O this chimed in the conversation. We got the Hall of Famer on here, Jerry Petito on here. Listen, we just having a great time. But Jerry, you know what? At first, it seemed like we might have been you know, outweighed with the whole idea of the foot fetish. But
okay.
I just wanted to let you know, we have another person that is, you know, on our side. Jimmy Black, who was on, he was not able to stay on, but he said absolutely that he feels as though that should be part of foreplay because it's nothing
there
like pleasing a woman, okay? And when it
you
comes
gonna,
down
you
to...
You're going to use him as a tie? You're going to use him as a tie? This ain't the guy on the network, guys. I'm sorry.
Because, look, it's funny because of the fact that, you know, I knew that we wasn't alone. I knew there's some other people out there, you know, they like to talk, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to tell, they ain't bold like we is, you know, going to tell their little stuff or whatever like that. But I know we got some toe suckers out there, and I know we got some receivers on the back end, you know what I'm saying, that they can't talk, but that's all right. But, you know, it's funny because I had this conversation with him, and, you know, we got –
Wait a minute, Twin. What is the receivers on the back end? What the hell? The receivers on the back end? What do you mean by that?
No, I mean, you know, that's listening. reason. They just scared to call in and say something. They don't want to tell their business. You know what I mean? I know what's going on. You know what I mean?
We got another call on the line now. Caller number four, come on here and please bless us. Actually, caller number five on these stations.
Please be a toe sucker. Who's this?
Caller?
Only on this show. Who do we have with us this season?
It's me.
Oh, it's you. Hey. Okay. This is what we got?
No.
Will of God. Okay, this
who's
is
this?
Not Will of God. Who's this?
Well, the Phoenix I love, it is so sexy and it's adorable. I love it. Rub my feet all night long.
Wow. Okay. Do you like his
Ralph? Huh?
Is it Ralph, too?
Do I like what?
Do you like kissing toes?
Wait a minute. Who is this on the line right now?
No.
Oh, Lord.
No.
Who is this?
Both of these toes.
You know
no sucking of his head.
This is getting weird. Who is this? Bye. You know what? That was the weirdest call we've gotten on the Dynasty Jerry Pacito. What the hell was that?
Wow.
Will God, some of your tricks right there. Who the hell was that, man?
You just broke another record.
Oh, congratulations to the Internet Wonder Twin. The National Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting this round eight for the class of 2018, Andrea Presley, on your only syndicated station all-time connection record with your 72nd all-time. I'm going, y'all. And, you know, first of all, please mention, okay, the soundtrack of our lives was provided by Morgan Heritage tonight by me. How do you like that, Twin? And congratulations.
Thank you. The fact that you guys took out time to listen to me on New Year's Eve, you knew we was going to go out with a bang, and you knew this was going to be more of a comedy show than a talk show. Because I'm assuming that a lot of people that...
When I said you broke another record, I wasn't talking about that. I meant with that caller. He said that's the first time on O&E they got a caller like that.
Ah, wow. Yeah, how about that?
I didn't know you broke your record.
Yeah. That was awesome, though. I heard you say that, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, what's she talking about? But then you're sitting there saying, okay, what they talking about? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep. That's awesome. And, you know, and it's funny because the fact that you guys took out time to listen to my show, you know, it's the night before. You could have been anywhere, could have been doing anything. You know, I appreciate the love and support that, you know, everybody has shown. And the fact that we get a chance to celebrate New Year's together, even though we're not going to be on this airway till 12 midnight, but... You know, it's good to be on the air with my toes on.
You know what? I think that's my cue. That's my cue, y'all. First of all, what a wonderful year we have had, you know, and I'm going to let all the folks, you know, get a chance to speak about, you know, the greatness of 2021 and what we're going to do tomorrow. And even though we start our fiscal year, of course, you know, on the 2nd of December this year, you know, and all the new standing rookies we have, you know, this year. Rafa Zolito, Lena Blue, Chinchilla, you know, Janicia, you know, Poetic Jules, and Jimmy Black. You know, tomorrow starts a new year. And will we be able to do it again, you know, on the honors, right? Our fourth annual on the honors next year. And, you know, coming up with who's going to be the linear new host of the year. We got five people that are eligible. And let's go and let's get it. You know, you guys are going to be, you know, presented by, you know, Jesus Power and
you know, the reigning new host of the year, Tara Strength, you know, it's going to be a great year. Who's going to go into the Hall of Fame? We don't know. You know what I mean? You know, right now, I'm real proud to see, you know, to really say this that right now in front of all you guys, that Miss Bessie, the truther, you know, right now is one of the people that is being looked at to be nominated next year, you know, guaranteed. And what Sister Bessie has done for us in almost 3 years with the network is outstanding. We look at, you know, Christine Powell being part of that, looking at the Soul Twins, even though the great Anna Waddell has passed away, but Edward Burks will maybe be able to be part of that. And, you know, Miss Tia's Queen. So we look at a lot of people, you know, Pastor Troy Daly, you know, a lot of people will be up next year for, you know, that next level. And I'm looking forward to, you know, a few minutes from now, less than an hour, going to a new year. And, of course, tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we'll be giving you the Nativity. This was a show that was brought to us back in 2019, right, Jerry Petito, you and Pastor Kevin Perry. Tomorrow night,
yep.
You know, starting the new year off, the Nativity given to you by the late, great John Facenda tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, right here on these O&E stations. And, of course, Devil Nation has advertised the O&E, which is Oladeli and Gozi Enterprise, reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozi Primetime on that, bevnet.com. We're in Gozi Time both on Twitter and Instagram, Oladeli and Gozi at Pinterest and Google+, Oladeli and Malibu and Gozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, the Wonder Twin and NSR, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oh, Lay Day Lay. That goes with mine, gmail.com, and I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladeli Malay and Gozi, saying good night and good luck. For all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Now, of course, we'll go to the commissioner for the last words. Then, of course, Will of God, then Chair Petito, and then Ms. Andrea Plessy, you will lead us out. Commissioner, final thoughts on this crazy show about sucking toes. Commissioner, you there? You know, she's probably doing a lot of things, you know, she's probably still on her Zoom right now. Commissioner, yes, are you there? I don't think she's there. That's okay. Thank you, Commissioner. Will of God?
Yeah. yo, this is a crazy show when Dre, you know, Jerry got brother O so surprised. He forgot to say, oh, wait a minute, congratulations. So I'm going to say it too. Congratulations.
I didn't forget. The wife Linda that said it on the air. So no, I didn't forget. Go ahead, Will.
I'm saying when Jerry said it, right, she said that it was a different thing. And then, you know, you said congratulations, but afterwards it was kind of funny. I was like, yo, y'all is funny. But anyway.
Listen, I will. I'm not even going to say that the championships. You already know what time it is. About. I never do that, but I had to do it. I'm not going to do it twice because anybody heard it in the world. So it's all good. But your last words in this comment of this crazy show tonight.
And this show was, man, I'm going to listen to the show while I'm still watching news. I'm looking at this news. It's crazy. But as of next year, I got to turn up something terrible. Everything that I've seen and I noticed and I went through this year, about to move into 2021, I'll be darned if I'm going to go through it twice. And I ask for everybody out there to do the same thing, like to think before you talk, look before you walk, and stay alert, because the cap up and the bull crap ain't nothing. It's coming something fierce, y'all. So if y'all ain't ready for it, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a shame with the game, because the game ain't going to be the shame. It's going to be us. Feel to that one.
Now. Yep. You already said, y'all. Now, answer Thomas Smith, you back. Any comments of this show tonight, Commissioner?
I am back. I did. And I was trying to unmute my phone. But, yeah, y'all have been wilding out tonight. But I'm glad to be a part of the network. And I enjoyed it. It's always good to be able to laugh. And I thank y'all for just being who y'all are. I enjoyed what I did here. And the laughter is good for the soul. So thank you, guys. For all y'all do, and happy New Year's to you guys.
Happy New Year, girlie.
Thank you for allowing me to be a part of the network.
Listen now, Champion Tito, you know, what more can I say to you, you know, tonight? You know, will a guy, you know, try to come at me on that? But no, I'm not going to say it twice. If I got to come on and announce it, no. You know, no. You know what I mean? And, you know, but officially, let me just bite the bullet. Congratulations to Andrea Presley on her 72nd only syndicated station all-time connection record tonight. You know, and what more can I say to this young lady? You ready for this? I wanted to say this at the end, but I'm going to do it. Twin, this is your 11th all-time connection record in a row. Consecutive. Congratulations.
Wow. Thank you. Wow.
Amazing. Amazing. You know, that now you know you're in the double digits. You got a streak right now. And right now the you know, the actor streak, you know, Jerry Petito, you know, got, you know, Jerry, you know, you doing crazy. She's only two behind you in actor streaks right now. You got 13 in a row, and that damn, you know, that rock star that is Tara Strength, he got 27 in a row.
Oh, wow.
Jerry Petito, any last words?
Yeah.
I love Will of God, by the way. Will of God is the person that it was part of the original charter, okay, like Andrea Presley and Anthony Bass, who did call in tonight. They're the three that's left from the original Beverly Nation, and I'm so proud of them. And Will of God always teasing me. That's my big brother by years, and he's an outstanding host and just an outstanding human being. I love Will of God. He always trying, you know, he's something else. You know, that's what big brothers do. So, Jill Petito, last words.
All right, I can talk now? All right, listen. So
yeah, you can talk now. I just said you can talk. You punk. You fraud.
You cut off earlier.
So, you know, I want to say 2020 was rough for everybody. But you know what? Tonight was so much fun. We needed to laugh.
Yes.
What a better spot than here on your show. Okay?
Aww.
I'm just happy to be part of it tonight. And I was happy to be part with Angela tonight and Will of God being crazy tonight. And Brother O, what more can I say about you, my love? You are the one who's making this happen for us.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Last year, New Year's Eve, I interviewed you, remember?
That's right. That's correct.
And I'll never forget that. Remember that, Dre? And it was an incredible show. So a year ago tonight, I interviewed you, and thank you for that. And I can't wait for tomorrow night. You know, come on, John Facenda, right? But I want to say
indeed.
Happy New Year to everyone. I want to say look to God, because God hasn't left us. Okay? So everybody
out there,
just please look to God. And you will be okay in 2021. God bless everybody.
Hey, and Jerry, I know you love reggae. How you like that Morgan Heritage tonight before I give it to Wonder Twins that wrapped up this show?
Loved it.
Yes,
love reggae.
Yes,
and now
the Lifetime Achievement Award winner for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. And then also, to get that, she had to be enshrined in 2018. The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Shrining, Miss Andrea Presley, the Wonder Twin that always gets it in, the superhero of all radio, as well as your favorite host that always brings you the most.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. First of all, I did want to say, Brother O, that was my girlfriend. She just texted me, and she said she was laughing so hard she couldn't even get it out. She said this was the funniest show. She said she really needed this, you know, to end her new year, so to end the year off right, you know, with a good laugh. So she enjoyed it. And so I just wanted to let you know that part. I had a good time tonight. I really did. It was great. I thank Jimmy Black for being a part of the show. He had to go a little early. He had to take care of some business. But I thank him so much for sharing his talent. And we look forward to celebrating, you know, his new arrival on air with us. And he's going to be coming out with his own thing soon. So you want to look out and stay tuned. And he's going to tell you more about his jewelry pieces and how you can, you know, buy them and everything like that. And he's going to, you know, advertise that. But I just want to say to everyone that took out the time, you know, thank you so much for listening and taking out your time to, you know, enjoy us with the fun and the laughter and everything. To all my family hosts who were on the line that, you know, turned this into a watch night party pretty much. We had a great time. Listen, guys, we about to get into a new year. All I got to say is that live your life. Live it up to the best, to the fullness. You know what I mean? Think positive, think prosperous. That's what it's all about. And I'm going to do something a little bit different. We're going to take them out with a little bit of a bang. I got all my listeners, I mean, I got all my, you know, people on the air, all of my family hosts. We're going to count to 1, 2, 3 and say Happy New Year in advance. How about that? Can we do that? So on the count of three.
Yes.
From O and E and Wanda Dre, we want to say at the count of three, 1, 2, 3 Happy New Year!
Yes.
We love y'all. Happy New Year!
I got a